This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Friends, we're entering a very dark, strange age in our society. Everything being put out by CNN, the left-wing media, the Democrats, Adam Schiff, everything is faked. It's all a hoax. For example, there are no whistleblowers. And this is why Adam Schiff is now backing off from having the whistleblowers testify. He now says, oh, we don't need them to testify. It's because they don't exist. There were never any real whistleblowers. They were just spies. And, you know, whistleblower number one doesn't even exist. It was a fabricated person. Doesn't exist. That's why no one can find out the identity, because it isn't a person. And the media is doing similar insane things as well. CNN is just running fake news constantly about this whole process. I mean, think about it. It's a secret impeachment with secret hearings, secret testimony from secret whistleblowers that no one can know who they are or what they said. No one, there's no due process. The whole thing is a clown show. And at the same time, then, you've got, I think ABC ran a story about the attacks on the Kurds and all these things happening in Turkey and Syria. And they used footage that showed like a nighttime bombing raid or nighttime gunfire or something, like explosions and fire. Guess what? It's the footage. It's the exact same footage from a Kentucky shooting range event that took place at night in Kentucky years ago. So you've got ABC News now just taking video footage and just faking a whole story, telling you that that happened in Turkey when it actually happened in Kentucky. You've got people, I think it's Eichenwald from Disney was the one who tweeted out a photo of children suffering, you know, Kurdish children suffering. Oh my God, there's so much suffering. Turns out the photo was from a hurricane in the United States from 2017, I think. It was just faked. And they're doing this all the time. They're faking everything. The impeachment is a hoax. The whistleblower is faked. The testimony is all faked. The news is faked. The outrage from the left is fake. Just like they're all outraged now about this new, what do you call it, like a viral meme of Trump called the Trumpsman. It's a mockery of the Kingsman movie where Trump is like beating up and shooting all these fake media people in this action sequence from the movie. And the media went nuts over it, claiming that Trump endorsed it and that Trump is espousing violence against journalists. Give me a break. Kathy Griffin held up a decapitated, bloodied head of President Trump. The media didn't denounce her. When Johnny Depp talked about executing the president, or Madonna talked about bombing the White House, the media didn't have anything to say then. No, but you see, the left's violence, their talk about violence is real. They really want to blow up the White House. They really want to murder the president. They really want to kill Trump supporters. When sort of right-wing memes depict these viral scenes, it's comedy. It's like The Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. It's cartoonish. And it's not a call for action. There's nobody on the right saying that somebody should go shoot up somebody. No, that's what leftists do. That's Antifa. That's Democrats. They call for real violence. They really want to blow things up because that's who they are. But I want you to understand, and I know you do, the level of gaslighting, the depths of gaslighting that are now being done in this country, how everything is being faked, the news, current events, even shootings. Mass shootings are, in many cases, false flag operations where they have real violence but fake narratives, or they have actual operatives who are recruited to go carry out these things. And no doubt they're going to work on one. Probably soon, they're going to try to have a false flag mass shooting of some media organization or some tech giant, because that's what they do. That's how they control the narrative, is they stage everything. When it comes to Democrats and the deep state, everything is staged. Everything is scripted. There are no spontaneous moments, for example, in a Hillary Clinton campaign. Everything that looks spontaneous is staged. In fact, one time Hillary Clinton gave a speech in front of a green screen, and they put in a crowd behind her. I mean, they totally faked the whole venue, everything. CNN has been caught using green screens to fake locations. They're faking like they're in Iraq when they're not. There's one scene from CNN, this guy's faking like he's on a boat. It was a green screen. And he was faking like he was being rocked by the waves. Oh my God, I'm so off balance. It was a total green screen operation in a studio. One time CNN faked the location of two journalists who pretended to be interviewing each other hundreds of miles away. They were actually in opposite sides of the same parking lot, and you could see the same vehicles passing behind them just a few seconds apart. It would be like, hey, there's an orange bus. And then a few seconds later, gosh, that same orange bus is right behind reporter number two. What do you know? Oh, there's a green beetle going behind reporter number one. A few seconds later, green beetle behind reporter number two. How amazing. A brown Honda Accord. Oh, then, and there's a brown Honda Accord. What are the odds? They literally set up fake locations on opposite sides of a parking lot, and they thought no one would notice. That's how fake CNN is. Everything is staged. It's all fake. And now Project Veritas, by the way, has just dropped bombshells of undercover video footage from inside CNN, filmed by a CNN employee, hundreds of hours of video showing what CNN insiders actually think about their job and Trump. And their job is just impeach Trump. And they admit it all on camera. It's all about impeachment. They're not news. They're not the media. They're not the free press. They are dangerous anti-American propaganda hubs. They are allied with America's enemies. They support China. They hate America. They hate the Constitution. They support open borders invasions of this country. They're not the media. They are traitors. They are the enemy of the people. That's what CNN has become. And not just CNN, of course. All of the left-wing media, they are enemies of America. Trump is right to call them out and to point out how much damage they're causing to this society. So as we move forward here, things are moving into a crescendo, an accelerating pace of insanity and feigned hysteria by the media, false flag operations, staged, fabricated events, fake whistleblowers, fake evidence, everything. As this happens, you are watching society collapse into planned civil war. Remember, that's what they want. They want to drive everybody insane and spark civil war because they want to tear this country down. That's the only way they think they can regain control, is to cause mass chaos, civil war, bring in UN troops, have people in America killing each other, and then arrest President Trump during the chaos and install Hillary Clinton as president, or Barack Obama for that matter. This is the plan of the Democrats and the radical left. This is what they do. This is who they are. They are dangerous. So stay informed. Read my website, newstarget.com. And of course, you can hear podcasts and post your own at Brighteon.com, the free speech platform, alternative to YouTube. Use it or lose it, folks. If you don't use these alternative platforms, they're not going to exist. So use them, share your videos, post new videos. This is how we keep things going. And thank you for your support. Visit healthrangerstore.com for your preparedness, organic food needs. healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for listening. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flour. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health, and it's clean.